Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, independent beer, and in part two, the fourth annual Beer and Bacon Festival in Hendricks. You may have noticed a small, upside-down beer bottle on the label of your favorite brew recently with the words Certified Independent Craft. This is the latest effort of the Brewers Association to differentiate between smaller, independently owned brewers and the corporate giants of the beer world. Seth Cook of Withmakes Brewing in Brookings says, trying to define craft beers changed over the years for a while. It was kind of based on style and flavor.
This is probably a definition you would get if you asked anybody 10 to 15 years ago. It would be dark and hoppy and, you know, a small little brewery and all of this. And that probably worked really well through the 90s and into the 2000s. That worked really well. Then all of a sudden, you'd have larger breweries that would decide that they would make that same style of beer. All of a sudden, you had every brewery in the world making a dark, hoppy, or strong, or, you know, these flavors that would have been normally classified as anything not a light beer fell into this kind of ambiguous craft beer category.
The Brewers Association had a definition of craft beer and has had it for a while based on the size and independence of the brewery, but it really doesn't mean a lot to the consumer.
These great big gigantic brewers seeing the market share being lost to the craft segment or to the, you know, to these specialty brand segments, what they began doing is start brewing their own categories of craft beer, which is fine. That just means people have an access to great beer and, you know, variety of flavors. That's not the problem. But it would become confusing to customers on what was a local independent, what was made in their region, what was, you know, something that is a small brewery.
The giants also began buying up smaller craft breweries, formerly independent brewers like Goose Island, Lagunitas, Elysian, Widmer's, and many others are now partly or wholly owned by the giants.
I think this independent label is part of the answer. It's just a way for people to understand that the beer that they're drinking is brewed by a company that is not owned by other large companies. And it's elective. Not every company has to put this on. We haven't put it on our packaging just because we don't have a whole lot of real estate to add the independent label. And I know there's a lot of other breweries that are much bigger than us that have chosen not to. I mean, but it is an option.
If it's important to you, the seal is an easy way to find out.
I'm going to be at the defense for some of the breweries that have chosen not to use it. It doesn't change much of what the beer's in the beer. It just happens to be an icon on the outside for some quick, easy notes of what it is.
Of the 6,000 plus breweries in the U.S., some 99% are considered small and independent. The Beer and Bacon Fest, when Beer Untapped continues.
Time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews. Craft beer, I stood up and cheered.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we turn our attention to the fourth annual Beer, Bands, and Bacon Festival in Hendricks, Minnesota. It's this Sunday, 2 till 7 p.m. Proceeds go to Hendricks Community Improvement Projects. Rich Droughty helped organize this year's event.
Got a ton of good local breweries again this year, added another distillery, and so we'll have a couple distilleries and several breweries to go along with bacon cook-off, bands, and then always a hit beanbag tournament as well.
And a nice selection of brewers.
We only invite local breweries that we're familiar with. So you've got Bank, of course, there in Hendricks. Fernton Brewing out of Sioux Falls just won a gold medal for their farmhouse, so hopefully they bring that one. We got Mankato Brewing out of Mankato. Talking Waters Brewing was a hit last year, so they're going to be coming back from Montevideo. And then we got Wood Grain out of Sioux Falls. Watertown's coming down from Watertown, and then Brow Brothers, just right there out of Marshall, Take 16, and that rounds out the breweries.
And the food? Incredible. Every dish includes bacon.
I always just continue to be amazed. It's a competition, so people are trying to put out their best, and you really get some amazing dishes. At the end of the last year, a lot of us were thinking, God, I don't know if you could find a better expose of amazing food. I mean, even if you compare it, I know a lot of people love the State Fair, Minnesota State Fair, and I'm just like, I don't know how that could even compete.
It really is a great event. Finally, let's head to Brookings Liquor Store. Beer guide Drew Eklund pumped for last week's arrival of Dogfish Head Brewing of Milton, Delaware. They launched in South Dakota with a bunch of beers.
The most anticipated brewery to come to South Dakota this year is here. Dogfish Head hails from Milton, Delaware, and is the 12th biggest craft brewery in the nation. Dogfish Head's launch is one of the largest we've seen, with 12 different beers readily available.
And here's a couple of the Dogfish Head beers you can now enjoy in South Dakota.
Let's start with their most iconic beer, 90 Minute IPA. $9.99 for the 4-pack. 90 Minute has been called one of the most important craft beers ever brewed, as it introduced the concept of continual hopping, which let them add a huge amount of hops without making the beer overly bitter. If you're new to Dogfish Head and love IPAs, I'd start here. Or with the sequel, 60 Minute IPA. 60 Minute uses the same continual hopping process as 90 Minute, but is brewed with more than 60 hop additions, bursting with citrus and tropical fruit, with some grassy and pine notes as well.
That's it for this week's show. We'll see you at the Beer and Bacon Festival. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.